They are popping up in neighborhoods across the country, hand-built little boxes that people put in front of their homes, churches, or businesses. And they go by different names, like Little Free Pantry or Blessing Box. They are all trying to do the same thing, though, to get direct food donations to people in need. Deborah Shar of member station KMUW in Wichita has more.
Mature trees line the streets of a neighborhood just west of downtown Wichita. Houses sit close together with shared driveways and detached garages out back. With schools and the city's museums nearby, there's a lot of foot traffic here. And that's why Maggie Ballard thought her yard was a good place for what she calls a blessing box.
Felt like this is something that I could do, something small that, you know, would benefit so many people as long as the word got out about it.
The bright red box is about 2 feet wide and is mounted on a post near the street. It looks like a little free library, but instead of books, the shelves are filled with food and personal care items. Ballard and her son check on it every day and restock as needed.
My son is 6 years old, so it gives him a little chore to, you know, kind of watch it and see what comes and goes and who comes and goes and maybe learn a little lesson from it.
There's a door on the front of the box, but no lock, so anyone can take what they need 24/7. Stacy Schwanke has stopped by with food donations a few times since the box went up in October.
We dropped off some breakfast food, some pasta, some sauce, some crackers, and some soups.
The food pantry idea has been spreading through social media the past 6 months. Food pantries have gone up across the country. Much of it seems to trace back to Jessica McClard, who created what she calls the Little Free Pantry in Northwest Arkansas.
The products that are stocked are put directly inside the pantry and turnover is in about 30 to 45 minutes. The frequency of the turnover and the fact that other sites in town are also turning over that frequently, it suggests to me that the need is tremendous.
All of the items inside the boxes are free and there are no forms to fill out. Those using the boxes come and go as they wish. And that sense of anonymity is something you won't find at traditional community food pantries. Maggie Ballard has only seen a few people using her pantry because most visitors come when it's dark.
Most of the traffic is in the middle of the night, I would say between midnight and maybe 7 in the morning.
Ballard says it's both awesome and sad to see the turnover of goods every day. On Christmas Eve, she watched as a family of three opened her box to find a bag of bagels and started eating them right there. Jessica McClard says these community-supported pantries are multiplying because of their simple concept.
We're all short on time and money, and this is a way that people can feel like they're making a difference.
The food pantries come in all sizes. Some have religious connections and are located near churches. Others are adopted by businesses whose employees want to pay it forward. All are serving up food and supplies to anyone in need. For NPR News, I'm Deborah Shar in Wichita, Kansas.